We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. We are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Tanchom Doris Par Kaparo Bitzipari. My Dechsev was found the pasuk. It says by Rus that Boaz gave her. It says in the pasuk by Toimer Sheish Hasa'ir Ma'ela Nosan Li that Boaz gave me these six sa'irim ki Omer Alai Atavoy Reikam Al Chamesay. Don't come empty handed to your mother-in-law. And the shaila is, he gave him six pieces of barley. I don't remember if you saw a piece of barley. Six pieces of barley are tiny. He gave him six sharm for a present. And like Rashi adds on to the kasha, it says, at least a half a kaf sharm. The six sharm is nothing. There's nothing. What's the sound of that? Ella must be, top of my base. Ella may means sheish sa'im. Sa' is a huge shear. And Rashi says it can't be kabin or yelugin because they don't have such a mida in the gairin. Either you have a mida of sa'im or you just give it by hand. So may we say sheish sa'im. Chidak ish lito sheish sa'im. Sheish sa'im is huge. No isha can carry so much. Ella, Tara says, he gave her matnas aniyim. Then he also gave her six sa'im as his remes. As a simon for something, as a sign. Ela remez, Rama has lost. She didn't have six einikluch. She was baruch from sheish brachos. They're gebenched with six blessings, six brachos. Ve'eluhen, who are the six? David and Mashiach. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. These are the six, all descendants of Rus, and they're going to have six brachos. David, the chesiv, says in the pasuk, Vayan echad mana orim. This is doyega doymi talking to Shaul. Shaul was not doing well. He was Mari Shchariah. He was a little depressed. And he said, I have someone who can make you happy. And the reason why he said this was because he wanted to say lashon hara about David, really. And he wanted Shaul to become jealous. So, Vayan Echem Aram Vayemer, he didn't receive Ben Leishai, that Yishai has a son, Ben Leishai Vesalachmi, Yedea Nagim. First of all, he knows how to play music. That's number one. Vigibra Chayel, very strong. Vish Mecham is a great general. Benovei Dovei, he understands things. Ish Tayar, he's good looking. Vashem Imai, and Hashem's with him. These are the six milas, the six brachas. So you see that Dor Melech has six brachas. He said that Lashon Hara in order to make Shaul jealous. Because we'll see, it doesn't mean play music and be a giber, because that's a very gevaldic thing. That's not the best. What's the best thing possible to say about someone? You see right here. He knows how to ask good shilas when he's learning. Gibor shidei lahoshiv. He knows how to answer good shilas when he's learning. Ishmacham shidei lisov lit mecham shav Torah. He knows how to argue geshmak and mecham tosh Torah in the arguments of Torah. Ish toyar shemar ponim ba'alocha. He knows how to show the reasons when it comes to halacha. V'nova in davar shemayv in davar davar. Understand something from another thing. V'Hashem imay shalacha kamoyse b'chol makayim. That we pass like him in every place. B'kula amalehu. And all of them, Shaul said, Yonis ebni kamoyu. My son Yonis is exactly like that. Kivna amalei v'Hashem imay. That which means he passing like him in every place. Milsa the b'day nami lehava. Shaul amalek did not have that maila. Then already he got a little down, a little upset. He was jealous. The Bashal Ksiv, V'chol Asha Yifna Yarshia. Everywhere he turned, Yarshia, which means you didn't pass like him. The Medavid says, wherever he turned, Yastiach. There's no pasuk like that. The pasuk happens to say, L'chol Derach of Maskil, that's the lashon of the pasuk. But what it means is that we pass like him in every place. And we could say that was a 6 miles responding by David HaMelech. How do you know this Echem Na'orim who said this about David was Doig? How do you know it was Doig? Ksiv Hachav Ayan Echem Na'orim, Meyuchat Shem Na'orim. Ksiv Hachav says over there, in a different pasuk, this is by the story of Noi B'ir HaKahanim, it says, V'sham Ish, there was someone there, Ish Ma'avdei Sha'ol B'yem Hu, Netzaf Nei Hashem, which Netzaf Nei Hashem means, this is Doeg, who was learning a lot of Torah. It means he was stuck in front of Hashem. He learned Torah the whole day. Rashi in Nach teaches Abi Haroi means he was the Av Bezdin, Asher L'Shol. And he was the one who said Lashon Hara. We're going to see later on in this parak about him, huh? Lashon Hara said, the Chavetz Chaim learns from here that if you give someone a compliment, major, major compliments in front of someone else, it's Lashon Hara. Because you know, he's going to say, that doesn't have so much. But this is, there was Kulosh Nara to make him jealous or to make him say that it's not like that. That's Kulosh Nara. That's Kulosh Nara. You have to be careful not to over-compliment someone in front of someone else. Akaponim, so this is Doyeg HaAdoimi, because it says here that he was Abi HaRoyim, and he was a special person, and it says before Echad Manaorim, which means Meyuchad Shivanaorim, the special one from all the Naorim. So that's how you know it's Doyeg HaAdoimi. So that is Dabra Melch, where you find he had six brachas. Next, Mashiach is also an inical from Rus. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk that when Mashiach comes, V'nocha olav Ruach Hashem. He's going to have Ruach Hashem. Ruach Hashem is not the Ma'ala, but Ruach Hashem is the brings the Ma'ala. What are the Ma'alas? Ruach Chochmo Vina is 2. Ruach Eitzo Gvura is 4. Ruach Das V'yiras Hashem is 6. So these are the 6 miles Mashiach has. Once we have this, we're going to darsh vayit in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, V'harichoi B'yiras Hashem. That's the Pasuk says this right after, this is right right afterwards. It says, V'harichoi Hashem, V'loi l'mara einov, Yishpoit l'lishma'al z'nechiyach, which means, the Gemara of the Darshan, he paskin with smell. Without hearing the tainus, he could paskin with smell. We'll see that soon. We'll have a different pshat first. V'harichoi b'yir Hashem, what's the Lashon V'harichoi? Lashon Rechaim. Amarok Sa'adim v'lamet she'etinu v'mitzvah v'yishurim k'rechaim. Of a grinding stone, because Mashiach is going to be someone who's soivel yisurim, and he's going to have tons of mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs are going to be there in order to save Klal Yisrael, and the yisurim are there to take away the avoinus of Klal Yisrael. That's what Mashiach is going to be. So Mashiach is called V'arichai, because Lashon Rechaim. Rav Oimar, the other pshat we said, the Meirach V'da'in, he smelled and he paskin. The Chsiv, V'loy L'mara in V'yishpoit, V'shofap V'tzedek, Dalim V'chiach V'mishalam V'oretz, that he's in a paskin, not with his eyes, but with his smell. And that's be one of the miles of Mashiach. Zog the Gemara, Bar Kaziva, who was right after the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, This Bar Kaziva actually rebelled against the Romans, and he was a king for 2.5 years. And Rabbi Akiva thought he was Mashiach. Bar Kaziva melech tartish dinu palga for 2.5 years. Omulu Rabbanu, he told Rabbanu, no Mashiach, I am Mashiach. Omulu Mashiach, siv demarach madon. By Mashiach it says that he can smell and paskin. So let me test you. Nechzi anani, marach madon, if you could smell and paskin. And they brought a few dinim to him, and he couldn't do it. Kibchazinu lemarach madon, and Kotur, they killed him. Why they kill him? So the Yad Rama says they killed him because of a Novi Sheker. But in the Rambam that learns a different, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim happens to say that a whole story about Kaziva, how everyone thought he was Mashiach, Kuna Rabbi Kiva, and Lamaisa, he died from his Chatoim, it says. So his Mashiach, they didn't kill him, he died by himself, and they chapped it was Mashiach. So the Chayra, so Frek the Ravid, our Gemara says that they killed him because he couldn't smell and paskin. So Enfert the Mefarshei Rambam, I think the Kesef Mishnah there answers the Rambam Shita is that ain't like Shmuel, which Shmuel holds that ain't bein Yemei Mashiach to Olam Haba. We had this yesterday's blot, I think that ain't bein Olam Hazeh Yemei Mashiach El Shiva Malchus Bavad. There means there's no special things, crazy things happening by Mashiach. So he didn't hold this Gemara is going that you can smell and paskin is not like Shmuel, but he passes like Shmuel, and therefore he learns that there was no story like this that he smelled it and he couldn't smell and tap paskin, and therefore he learns that he died by himself. Daniel Chananya. So we had here 6 brachas for David, 6 brachas for Mashiach. Now the other 4 that were mentioned, because there were 6 people, is Daniel, Chananya, Mishael, Va'azaria. Where do you find that 6 brachas? The Chsibu, it says in the Pasuk that they were brought to, it says, Yilod Masha'im Behem Kol Mum, they were brought to Nebuchadnezzar. So it says in the Pasuk, Asha'im Behem Kol Mum, that's 1, V'Toyvi Mara is 2, U'Maskilim Mechol Chochma is 3, V'Yedea Das is 4, V'Mivini Mada is 5, V'ashakoyach b'em lamoid b'heichel ha-melech is 6. These are 6 milas. Ulam dem sefer, v'loshu kazdem, was not one of the milas. They learned sefer, and they knew kazdem, loshu kazdem. So now, mayash ein behem kol mum. What does it mean they didn't have any mum? Rav Chama, they were so healthy, I feel kerivda the kosis lo have a boo. They didn't have to do any bloodletting. They didn't even have like any punctures by a needle at all, nothing. Their mom was perfect shape. My vashu koyach b'em lamoid b'heichel ha-melech. What does it mean that they had koyach to stand in the heichel ha-melech? Amar Chama Amar Chino, melamoid she'intimus atzma menaschoik. They held themselves back from laughter, menasicha from talking, umenashina from sleeping, umenbidim atzma mashach shachach b'kafein. They have to go to the bathroom. Pe'emus ha-malchus. When they stood, when they were at their post in front of the melech, they didn't do anything. They didn't laugh, smile. They didn't say smile. They didn't laugh. They didn't talk. They didn't sleep. They didn't go to the bathroom. They nothing that would be megana the melech. They were perfect. That was the koyach they had. This is the 6 brachas they had. 6 koyches, unbelievable koyches they had. Zog the moravaita. Vayehi behem b'mnei Yehuda Daniel Chananya Mishael va'Azaria. So Omar Rab Allah Zakul b'mnei Yehuda. And that's the way we learned until now, because we said they all came from Rus, so they're all from b'nei Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel Barachmeni Omar Daniel was b'nei Yehuda. And this man the Yama holds, not like the drasha before that says that there was the six Sa'irim. There's not that, obviously doesn't hold that drasha. The Pasuk says further, the Pasuk says, this is the God of Shaya talking to Chizkiyo HaMelech and going to tell him, it told him a shtickle, a klala, and told him like this, your grandchildren, they're going to be taken, then it becomes Sarisim in the palace of Melech Bavel. Now, the Sarisim usually means ministers. The problem is it can't mean regular ministers here, because what type of klala is that, saying that your four kids are going to be zeichah to be, in the Oval Office of the president? That's not a klala. So my Sarisim, this is the way the Mashah speaks out. The way that's bothering the Gemara. So my Sarisim, what's the main Sarisim? Has to be nakapshuta. Rav Alma Sarisim Mamish. It means Sarisim Mamish, which means that they couldn't have children. They cannot have children. There was a Saras Mamish. Then Avizara got taken away in their days because means that in their days Avizara was taken away because they were saved. They were saved. There's big nace, and everyone knew, and therefore people stopped doing Avodah Zarah. Now, if you first shot that Sarisim, why would the Nebuchadnezzar make them into Sarisim, make them into people, castrate them? The reason is, Tap Rashi says, is because the derech is of Malachim, Lasar Sa'odom, Gishla Yisa, Ishav, Yiponov, they wanted to have time, not take care of kids, wanted to have time, take care of Avodah Samelech. And Lefi Zeh, it doesn't stim with the Gemara before that says that they went there to Shaul and had children. Because here it says there's Sarisim. That's the Rashi speaks out. But the Mitzvah Esa says that's not Shver. Because after they throw in the fire, there's a Medrash that says, after they threw in the fire, they came out healed. They were healed. So of course there was Sarisim at the beginning, but then that's how the Mitzvah Esa says you could answer Fidei Gemara before, even Fizeh. Now, the second shot was the Star of Ezar. Now, what's wrong with that? That we said that Sarisim has to be some kind of like Klala. So Rashi explains, Upuronia, Shayanovi Misnabel Chiskyo, Shayagoylim Arzav Elicha Behechel Melech Bavel. That they went into Golas. Doesn't stem with Rasho, who says that that's not really a Golas. Rasho has a different shot exactly. What was the klala of Nistarsa of Elizar Yemeim, which means that it sounds like it was some kind of klala. So what was that klala? Rasho has a little different shot to say what that klala was, because it came to the soyon that they throw into Kivshon Eish. That was the fright, and that was the klala about that. So what the Moravite. So what Sarisim means. Bishlam on the Yom HaShishar, so Vizar Meim, Hanuk Siv, says in the Pasuk, that when they were in the fire, V'chaval lo Aisi b'hoin, there was no wound to them. L'chari, if they were Sarisim, they had wounds. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, that they wouldn't say V'chaval lo Aisi b'hoin. So if it's Tarsa, Vizar Meim, that they were not really Sarisim, then it's good. The Lashon HaPasuk says that when they were in the fire, it was obvious they didn't have any wounds. God, if you miss by Aisans, different Tarsa, the Kasha, but yeah. Elamad yamas Sarisim Mamish, but if there was Sarisim Mamish, my chaval ois b'hoin. What does it mean they didn't have any wounds? So Gemara chaval de nura. They didn't have any wounds from the net, from the eish. For Gemara vaksiv v'reach nura lo ades b'hem. There was no. It says clearly in the pasuk about there's no eish. What is a chaval of them? It sounds like they didn't have any wound at all. So Gemara lo chaval, no chaval of fire, v'lo reich, not even of smell of fire. Bishlam elamad yamas shastar tovizori meyem. Hainuk siv that says in the pasuk koyamar Hashem lo Sarisim as yishmeru shab sesai. It says, because you call him Sarisim because it's a good thing. Elamandem Sarisim Mamish, Vishtaikrav Gnus Tzadiki, you're going to call them Gnus, you call them by the name Sarisim, the pastor calls them by Sarisim. So tomorrow, no, Havaha Havai, Bo. The other Mandiyama holds that there was Saris Mamish, that they couldn't have children. That Mandiyama agrees that also in the stars of Avodah Zarah B'Yemeihem, so you're calling them Sarisim for that reason, for the Avodah Zarah reason. You still have, you leave your mark in my house, Yad Vashem, Toiv Mibana Bana, it's even better than sons and daughters, because it sounds like they can't have children. What's wrong? They can have children. From the children that died. My shame oilam etinlo. What does it mean that Hashem says, I'm going to give you a shame oilam? It's funny, it says Sefer Daniel, Shanikra Ashmaz. This is going on Daniel, who there was a Sefer named after him, one of the three sim was Daniel, Daniel, Hanan, and Mishav, Azariah, and there's a whole sefer named after Daniel. Once you mention about a sefer, we're going to ask a question like this. There's a sefer called Ezra, and really Nehemiah wrote most of it. Mechti, kol mili de Ezra, Nehemiah mechachaya aminu. Most of the sefer of Ezra was set over by Nehemiah mechachaya aminu. Nehemiah mechachaya might only agree, sefer asmei. We have no sefer called Nehemiah. Actually, today, you look at the bookshelf, it's stickles because it's Ezra Nehemiah, but that was from the monks who gave that name, but really, the 24th svarim, Nehemiah is not one of the svarim, it's called Ezra. Omar Yerba Arba, what's the reason he didn't get it? Because he's Machtav himself. Remember me, Hashem L'Toiv. Davinami, Frank Tomorrow, that's not something wrong with that. Davinami, Mei Ma'amar. Zachreini Hashem Retain Amecha, Bekeim Vishu Sacha. Davin also said something like that. Remember me, Hashem, for my Schusim. Tomorrow, no. Tomorrow says no. Davin Rach made a goodbye. He was davening. But Ezra was more of a tiny. He said, Mamash, save me because of my Schus. You're right, that's not a taina, because David did it also. What was a taina? He said, he spoke then bad about the Rishonim. She never said in the Pasuk, he's talking about the first leaders before me, Ezra said, Nehemiah said, Asher lefonai hichbidu ala om, vayichu mehem, belechem v'yayin, they took a lot of taxes, belechem v'yayin, v'achakas v'shkolem, arbaam. And he put everyone in the same boat, including the Gedolim before that, and that was a taina on him. But Afal Daniel should go to Menu Sipur. Daniel also was a leader before him, and he's talking about him also. And we know in the Golden Menu, how do you know Daniel was bigger than Nehemiah? The Chsiv. Ani Daniel Levadi as Amara. There was a certain Amara. Daniel only saw it by Noshim Mashal Yimi, which were Hananya Mashal Vazari, Loi Ro as Amara. Avacharodic Del Nafalem, but they got very scared. They went to hide. More of these people. I said, I made a mistake. And we know that, like Rashi speaks out, Nehemiah was not a Navi. Chagi Zechari Malachi were a Navi. So who was bigger? Chagi Zechari Malachi or Nehemiah? Chagi Zechari Malachi was bigger than Nehemiah. And Daniel was bigger than them. And you were saying about Daniel that they were the first Pachais and they were not good. So since he talked bad about Daniel, that's why Nehemiah lost the right to have his sefer written. So the Gemara speaks out on top of Tzadagav Mav about this Mara, say inu adifi minei, they, Chagi Zechari Malachi, on top of Tzadagav Mav, Chagi Zechari Malachi better than Daniel, v'iyu and Daniel, Adif minei, better than them. Inu Adif minei, they were better than him, the inu Navi. Chagi Zechari Malachi were Navi, and Daniel was not. V'iyu loy Navi, and Daniel was not Navi. V'iyu adifi minei, and Daniel was better than them. The Iu Chaza, he saw that Mara, but Inu Lechaza, they didn't see it. So why were they scared? Rech Lechaza, my time of Ivis says that they didn't see it. Why were they scared? So the Gemara, Afik Inu Lechaza, even though they didn't see it, they didn't see a thing. Mazlayo Chaza, the Mazel saw something, made them scared. Om Ravina Shmavina, how you mind the Mavis? If someone gets scared, it could be there's a shade in front of him, and he doesn't realize it. Afik Afik Inu Lechaza, he doesn't see it. Mazli Chaza, his Mazel seeing it. Maitakante, what's the Eitzah? Linchif meduchti abagamidi. Jump out of your spot, four amas. Inami, if you can't do that, there's no room. Inami, liquid kriyashma, say shema. Because makam atanoifis, if you're in a place where it's makam atanoifis, now say shema, it's a garbage dump. Lei mahochi, iza de beit tavcha, the goats in the shlachtoys, shmeinim them, much fatter than me, go after them, and say that cantation, and that will help, that lachash, and that will help to get you away from the shade.